For a year-end tax-deductible gift of $250 or more to Issues Etc., we'll send you our new book, Objections Overruled, Answering Arguments Against Christianity, and a recording of 15 Epiphany Hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org, or you could also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are headed into our Christmas break, and that means it's time to play a simple game we like to play with our listeners as we head into that break. We simply ask the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Now, we ask that you confine it to Christmas hymns. That's pretty easy to do. There are an awful lot of them. But we need your answers. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the hymn that you're voting for. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The listeners with the best votes for what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why will receive a recording of more than 50 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter, our address, @issuesetc, and we've left space at our Facebook fan page for your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first is Joy. Joy says, Once in Royal David's City is becoming a favorite for this fairly new Lutheran. The creedal content syncs so nicely with our daily confession of the Son's coming to us and His coming again for us on the last day. From heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, He came and is coming again for His children. Rejoice to know the day is coming when I shall truly see Him at God's right hand on high. And Linnea in Independence, Kentucky says, Once in Royal David City, the tune is so beautiful, and the words sum up Jesus' humanity and His glory.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for His
Thank you.
That's Once in Royal David City. We're asking for your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, live this Tuesday, December the 22nd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Lynn says it's From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Take a look and read this hymn. It says it all, and very thankful to be baptized into Christ.
To you this night is born.
the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. We're asking for your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You answer 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Listeners with the best votes for what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why will receive a recording of more than 50 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Thank you for donating more than $100,000 to Issues Etc. in the last 3 weeks. With 10 days left in 2020, we're $57,000 short of projected expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year.
Where was Jesus before the New Testament? What was he doing before his incarnation? Was he just like a pitcher that pitches the first perfect pitch and then was pulled until the end of the game? Of course not. He was active all throughout the scriptures, and this is the question that Dr. Charles Geeshan asks in his article in the December issue of the Lutheran Witness, The Presence of the Son Before Christ. To learn more, visit cph.org/witness to subscribe. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Many educational institutions are governed by the whims of culture and are increasingly hostile to the Word of God. In contrast, Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, provides classical Lutheran education rooted in God's Word for students preschool through grade 12. Simply put, we equip students to stand firm in the faith through solid education focused on wisdom and virtue. We offer in-person instruction as well as live online classes for remote learning. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
It's almost that special time to unpack your Advent and Christmas ornaments. But there's a problem. Your ornaments are from the 80s. They're made of styrofoam, the glitter has dropped off, and they are being held together with toothpicks. Don't celebrate another Christmas hearkening back to the age of glitter balls. Ad Crucem's ornaments are beautifully designed and lovingly made, right here in Colorado. We offer all the old designs and a whole lot of new ones. Visit adcrucem.com. That's ADCRUCEM.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting ready for our Christmas break. It's time to play What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why? You answer that question, 1-877-623-MY-I-E, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Let's see what Jack says in Illinois. Hi, Jack.
Hi, my favorite Christmas hymn is an Away in a Manger because it reminds me of how humble Jesus was.
Thank you, Jack, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Well, let's listen to Jack's favorite Christmas hymn.
Thank you.
That's Away in a Manger. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? David says this. This year it is Joy to the World because it's my six-year-old grandson Barrett's favorite, and his grandma is teaching him to play the melody on the old piano. Has to be the one, Grandpa, in extreme southern Missouri. Here is Joy to the World. The Christmas hymn, Joy to the World. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question by giving us a call live this Tuesday, December the 22nd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This is from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Jesse Tree Daily Devotions for today. With God as his Father and Mary as his Mother, Jesus is both true God and true man that he might suffer and die, and true God that he might rise from the dead, and that his death would pay for the sins of the whole world. It's from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Jesse Tree Daily Devotions. You will find it at our website, issuesetc.org, on every page of the site, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, Jesse Tree Daily Devotions. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Answer that question. This break is a good time to call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or send us an email with your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Talk back at issuesetc.org.
Spiritual and religious. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting ready for our Christmas break. It's time for you to answer the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? So far, we've had votes for Once in Royal David City, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, Away in a Manger, and Joy to the World. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're giving away a recording of 4 CDs of hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir to listeners with the best votes. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, via Twitter at issuesetc, or just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Mary in Carterville, Illinois says, my favorite hymn, though I love so many of them, is O Come All Ye Faithful because, one, it was the first hymn I learned in public grade school back when that wasn't illegal. Two, I was blessed to sing it in a grade school chorus about 66 years ago, and I can still remember the voices of the children filtering down the hallway, fading and rising. And three, it's easy to sing and still gives me a thrill.
Come and behold Him, O God.
The Christmas hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're looking for your answer to that question on this Tuesday, December the 22nd. You can answer that question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and answer it there, or send us a tweet at issuesetc, or an email talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's talk with Tessie in Illinois. Hi, Tessie.
Hi. My favorite this year is O Little Town of Bethlehem. With this year of coronavirus, I've been looking back at my childhood and the comfort that I got from O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Tessie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Christine agrees. Christine says, I have simple tastes. O Little Town of Bethlehem is my favorite this year. I can sing most of it from memory because it's a Christmas program staple for children, so I've been singing it all my life, and all my life been awakening to the message of the sweet little song, the simple message of God quietly taking care of everything in this fallen world. It leaves me sobbing every time we sing it. Let's hear O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
little town of Bethlehem. One listener's answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question as well on this Tuesday, December the 22nd. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your answer to that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. Simplyclassical.com.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Tuesday, December the 22nd. As we prepare for our Christmas break, it's your opportunity to answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE is our phone number. You can also go to our Facebook fan page and answer the question, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. So far, we've had votes for Once in a Royal David City, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, Away in a Manger, Joy to the World, O Come All Ye Faithful, and O Little Town of Bethlehem. Here's a vote for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Dan in Pacifica, California says, because of this one line, God and sinners reconciled.
Thank you.
Christmas hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. One listener's answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Live this Tuesday, December the 22nd. So what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Francis in Alpine, California says, Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. It is a beautiful hymn of confession. Also, the long sustained notes leading into lower moving parts is incredibly fun to sing. I especially enjoy hearing the moving part of the tenors and basses. My husband is stationed at Naval Air Station North Island in San Diego. Francis, thank you for your vote. Here's a tweet from Logan in Northern Michigan. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Expresses the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, a celebration of Christmas, but directs our attention to Easter. We rejoice in the birth of our Lord, but there is sorrow with the joy as we know what will be coming the week before Easter, as in Isaiah 11:1. Let's hear this hymn, Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Lutheran Public Radio Choir with the Christmas hymn, Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. We're looking for your answer to that question on this Tuesday, December the 22nd. Let's see what Kathy has to say, listening in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi. My favorite has always been God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. It just starts right into it. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And I just think it just always, you know, brings like I get choked up when I sing it. It's just, I think, just the most fantastic hymn.
Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Let's hear God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Christmas hymn, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll take a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, on this Tuesday, December the 22nd, 1-877-623-MYIE. Advent is a time to reflect, pray, and worship the Christ who came, who comes, and will come again. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is an Advent devotional booklet called The Jesse Tree. These short daily devotions are filled with symbols, telling the story of Jesus from creation to his second coming. The Jesse Tree is available for only $3. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. The Jesse Tree.
Can you ever hear too much good news? Especially in challenging times, we need to hear how God is working through His church to bring truth, goodness, and beauty to the world. Hi, this is Rahema Kavuga of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Take a break from cable news and find refreshment at interesttime.org, where you can read all about what's happening in places like St. Mark Lutheran Church and School in Kaneohe, Hawaii. Sign up for a free subscription and share with anyone that needs a good boost. Again, that's interesttime.org.
This is LCMS missionary Pastor John Bombaro. The Coeur d'Alene area in North Idaho has a new confessional parish committed to the Lutheran liturgy, excellence in biblical teaching, and faithful pastoral care. Blessed Sacrament Lutheran Church of Hayden, Idaho meets at 9 a.m. for our Augsburg Academy and 10 a.m. for the Divine Service of Holy Communion, at which we encounter the real voice and real presence of Jesus Christ. For our location or to join the growing family of Lutherans dedicated to the sacraments, confessions, and historic liturgy, visit BlessedSacramentLutheranChurch.com.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At the center of our campus is Kramer Chapel, and there's a reason for that.
Issues Etc. guest, Dr. Arthur Just.
Because it is the heartbeat of Concordia Theological Seminary. It is where we go to hear the voice of Jesus and frequently be fed with the body and blood of Christ. We sometimes call it our Jerusalem. Kramer Chapel points to the classroom, which we sometimes call Athens. It is there that we do theology, biblical studies, systematic theology, practical theology, history. We love theology here, and we love the study of it, and we love coming together in worship. It's one of the things that gives us great joy. Joy in worshiping, joy in studying theology. Concordia Theological Seminary is all about the joy of being in Jesus.
Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, ctsfw.edu. Thanks to the smartest and most charitable listeners in radio and podcasting, we're currently $40,000 short of 2020 expenses. You've generously donated almost $120,000 since November 30th. Help us cover our expenses and end the year in the black for the 13th consecutive year by making a year-end tax-deductible gift. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by giving us a call, 618-223-8385. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. at the end of the year. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Answer by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Karen is listening in Illinois. Hi, Karen.
Hi. My favorite hymn is Of the Father's Love Begotten, for this year anyway. The first verse reminds us that Jesus didn't just appear on the scene, or however you want to say it, when he was born in Bethlehem, but forever. From ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, so the eternity of Jesus. And going through talking about how he was his birth, and then how he was the promised one that the people in the Old Testament heard about and waited for many years, as it seemed to them. And we get to know that he is our Savior also. And I also like the fact that it's a hymn that has been sung for hundreds and hundreds of years. So when I get to sing it in church, I'm joining with people from many, more than 1,000 years ago in singing this.
Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Deborah says, my new favorite is Of the Father's Love Begotten. Love the tune. First, it is meditating and beautiful. Second, it is a wonder to think that when I sing this song, I sing it with all generations back to the year 348. That is amazing, says Deborah. Pam is in agreement. Pam in Sykesville, Maryland says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, from creation, through the Old Testament, seers and prophets, the Virgin conceiving by the Holy Ghost and bearing our Redeemer to the end times. It is the full story. Its ancient text and tune remind me of our ties to the ancient church and saints of old and yet to come, as we celebrate now and in the future with the heavenly hosts. I love singing this at Christmas and any time. Christmas blessings from Sykesville, Maryland. Pam, thanks for your vote. Mark in Fenton, Missouri says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, because it is the full story. Katie in Waterloo, Iowa says, Of the Father's Love Begotten, I love the way it conveys the anticipation that Israel felt for its Savior with lines like, And the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face, and now he shines the long expected. On a personal note, I love this hymn because my high school choir performed it 1 year before I became a Lutheran, and even then I loved it. It was also the communion hymn of our congregation and what they were singing when I received my first communion in the Lutheran Church. Merry Christmas from Waterloo, Iowa. Katie, thanks for your vote for Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Evermore and evermore.
Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, with the Christmas hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Here's a vote for O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, Lutheran Service Book 372. This is one of many beautiful hymns written by Paul Gerhardt. The comfort of the gospel comes so clearly. Listening in San Antonio, Texas, thank you for all you do. God's blessings and Merry Christmas. Andrew in Canada says, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, because it gets to the very heart of the meaning of Christmas, that Jesus in the manger opens paradise for me and all believers. And Catherine in Batavia, Illinois, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, God kept His promise, and the Savior He promised back in the Garden of Eden is Jesus, the baby in the manger. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're answering that question on this Tuesday, December the 22nd. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'd like your answer. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page and answer the question. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or an email talkback@IssuesETC.org. Thank you for donating more than $100,000 to Issues Etc. in the last 3 weeks. With 10 days left in 2020, we're $57,000 short of projected expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at IssuesETC.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry. lcms.org/deaconess.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our trek through St. Matthew with Jesus Heals Two Blind Men, Triumphal Entry, Confrontations in the Temple, Withering of the Fig Tree, and The Authority of Jesus Challenged. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute, verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
In the Old Testament, in the Exodus, the tabernacle was the sign of God's presence among His people. That presence is now in the flesh of Jesus Christ. And so John writes in his Gospel, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us." To learn more about this and how Christ fulfills the Old Testament in His incarnation and birth, pick up your copy of the Lutheran Witness today, cph.org/witness to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. If you're enjoying this sacred Christmas music, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Beginning Christmas Eve, we'll start streaming sacred music for the 12 days of Christmas. Listen at lutheranpublicradio.org. on the LPR mobile app, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and TuneIn. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season. Here's a tweet from Paul in Spring, Texas. He is voting for What Child Is This? Why? Second half of second verse, nails, spear shall pierce him through.
What child is this who lives to rest on Mary's lap?
Yeah.
Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? A note to our affiliates, we're going to be going over the top of the hour to play more sacred Christmas music. Here is a vote for All My Heart This Night Rejoices from Jerry in Princeton, Minnesota. It tells the story and preaches a Christmas sermon aiming to console people who are in anguish or distress over their sin. It ends with a beautiful absolution and funeral verse. My favorite verse is the one that begins, "Hark, a voice from yonder manger," where we actually hear the Christ child speaking to us. Does this ever happen in any other Christmas hymn? This hymn doesn't just speak about Christmas glad tidings, but it actually preaches the gospel. I love listening to this episode every year and look forward to hearing everyone's choices. Merry Christmas to you, Todd, Jeff, and Craig, and your families. Here's All My Heart This Night Rejoices. Christmas hymn, All My Heart, This Night Rejoices by Paul Gerhard. Here is a vote from Ernest in Red Bluff, California. The Lutheran Hymnal 92, Now Sing We Now Rejoice. My reason? Verse 2, Come from on high to me, I cannot rise to thee. Cheer my wearied spirit, O pure and holy child. Through thy grace and merit, bless Jesus, Lord, most mild. Draw me unto thee, draw me unto thee. Plus, it has a tune you can sing with gusto. A blessed Christmas and thank you issues, etc.
Now sing we now rejoice, now raise to heaven a voice, he from whom joy streameth, born in the manger lies. The sun in yonder sky.
Christmas hymn, Now Sing We Now Rejoice. Well, this year's winner of What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why is Of the Father's Love Begotten. Let's hear it again.
Of all things.
The Christmas hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. Dave in Missouri, Karen in Southern Illinois, Jerry in Princeton, Minnesota, and Kathy in St. Charles, send your name and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you 4 CDs of hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., a 2-hour study of the great Advent hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Our guest will be Pastor Will Wheaton, host of The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Think about it this way. Through all those centuries, nothing could stop God's promise of His Son coming to the world from being fulfilled. And as the days grew closer to His birth, there were all kinds of powers in the world conspiring to bring that promise to an end, but nothing could stop it. In a year of pandemic, when so many things have been stopped and shut down and closed temporarily or permanently, we might be tempted to think that God's promise can be stopped, but it can't. And nothing can stop the voice of the church, because that church continues to cling to the promise that was fulfilled so long ago in Jesus Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for You and the Divine Service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.